Anyway, you're listening to the Scott Henin Show. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott. And we're going to jump over to our next guest from the Hudson Institute is Tevi Troy. Tevi, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Pat.
I appreciate it. Obviously, the real story of the day is the Obama administration and President Obama himself coming out yesterday and saying, okay, the debate is over. It's time for a vote. And they're putting their cards on the table and their plan on the table. And they're going to push forward regardless of the consequence.
Yeah, well, it's true that it was what he said. He said we're just pushing forward, but he said the debate is over. He basically had a fake debate. He said there are some people who want to nationalize the system. I don't want to do that. There's some people who want to give the insurance companies freer rein to jack up prices. I don't want to do that. And so my way is the only other way. And it's just ridiculous. I mean, I don't know anybody who wants to give insurance companies freer rein to jack up prices. I don't know. And the vast majority of the American people don't want to nationalize the system. So his kind of false triangulation of saying his way is the only way isn't really genuine.
Well, and I was going through the notes on what they think and have been released, included in his way. And it's really, other than a couple of token, Republican ideas, it's largely what they looked at in December. This is not some new revelation or unveiling. It's like, okay, you guys wouldn't get on the bandwagon, so we're going to blow right through you.
It's even worse than that. It basically is what they did in December, but he sent a letter to congressional legislators 2 days ago saying we were willing to consider certain Republican ideas such as some type of medical malpractice reform, some type of health savings accounts, but he doesn't actually accept them or do anything about them. He just says we're willing to consider them.
You know, one of the things that really irks me about this is we talk about how we're cutting the cost of health care. There's nothing in this bill that truly cuts the underlying cost of health care. There's nothing in this. I mean, granted, they're going to pull $500 billion out of Medicare. I mean, that's their cost savings. Historically, what we've seen when people do that, of course, is if you don't address the underlying cost in any way, shape, or form, what happens is that just translates into higher private insurance and private pay sources, the fees and costs that they pay. We see in North Dakota, there was a study done a couple of years ago where that cost shift on North Dakota ratepayers, premium payers, is about 20%. What Medicare demands from medical communities and what they pay for it in terms of the cost forces our rates higher. If they're going to cut a half a trillion dollars out of Medicare but not affect any costs associated with it, we're just going to see another giant increase foist on the private pay side.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you're seeing here is just some kind of assertion that prices are going to go down or costs are going to go down, and it's not the reality. I mean, it's kind of a big bill of $1 trillion worth of wishful thinking. You know, we force everybody to get insurance, and we give big subsidies to get people to do it. We call it a middle-class tax cut, which I really don't understand. And then we say this is going to reduce prices, but there's no evidence that that's going to take place. And it's so weird, given that he's always said, you know, we want to go with the facts, we want to go with the evidence, we want to look at the real studies, that he's going forward with a health care plan like this.
Well, you tell me anywhere in here, anything that they're doing that will actually reduce the underlying cost. Where are the co-pays that reduce? Because the real issue is utilization. There are a couple of, in my mind, a couple of key issues on this that are underlying. It's the lawsuit and the defense of medicine. It's the it's utilization, which nobody wants to talk about because somehow healthcare is free, it's a right, and we should all have as much as we want. And then the other part of this, of course, is prescription drugs. I think in this country we have protected the drug companies to a point at the detriment of the overall cost of the system. And I think that's just wrong. But nowhere in this do we affect that.
Yeah, I mean, you can subsidize more people getting health care. You can insist that everybody get more health care. You can put more regulations on the insurance companies, which is basically what this bill is doing. But you're not really getting at the underlying issue of reducing health care costs. And the way to do that is to get a more consumer-driven system. That's giving customers more information, giving them more incentive to reduce the cost, having them compare prices. So, for example, if you look in all areas of consumer purchasing, like TVs or cell phones or computers, all these, the quality keeps going up and the cost keeps going down. That's because consumers are empowered to make choices and they have more access to information. Some people say, well, that doesn't apply to healthcare. Well, if you look at something like LASIK surgery, which isn't covered by insurance, in that area, prices have gone down, quality has gone up, and it's because people have the incentive, because it's not covered by insurance or government, to find the best deal for themselves. And so there's a price war going on, and that leads to lower prices.
And that gets back, I mean, there are a million ways to get to that, but that's even like the copay environment. If you're at a Cadillac version, the copay is higher. If you're being fiscally responsible with your health care, the copays are less. It can be means tested. There's all kinds of ways to affect that. None of that is in here. Let's go to line one. Bill, welcome to the show. Did you have a comment for Tevi or on the health care bill?
Yeah, you kind of hit on what I was already talking about, Deal. I'm an emergency room nurse, and I just don't understand why someone won't address the EMTALA laws and address the use of our emergency rooms and ambulance services by people who don't need to be seen there. They're just clinic type complaints, runny noses, you know, a little cut finger, just absolute nonsense. You know, I see the answers from these people all the time when I ask them, well, what why are you here? You know, it's like, well, I have insurance, so it doesn't matter. You know, and I'm not paying for it. Or if they're on medical assistance, same thing. I have MA. You know, they come in with a cold. I have MA, so I want to be seen in the emergency room. The cost, I think they say the average cost for in the emergency room now is always over $700 per visit. You know, things like that, because that could be covered in a walk-in clinic for, what, $75 to $100? But, you know, even George Bush said, oh, well, if people have access to health care, they can just go to the emergency room. Well, that doesn't cut it. Because people who really have emergencies then are delayed in being seen and getting the care that they need because of this. But, you know, because the laws have basically tied our hands, we have to see everybody who comes into the door no matter what. You know, and you want to cut costs. They need to address the situation. But it seems like that everybody knows about it, but nobody wants to do anything about it.
Well, that's the problem, is that this bill is, you know, they talk about this as a jobs creator. Of course, it'll be government jobs. They also talk about this as a cost reduction. Well, that's just blatantly not true. Really, what this is an expansion of health care coverage. That's what it is. They're trying to wrap it in something else because they know that's not what people are concerned about. And that's what this administration tries to do, is wrap their liberal agenda in something a little more palatable to the people. But, Bill, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of things. In fact, Warren Buffett came out and said, let's cut costs first. Let's prove we can do it and then talk about expansion. And he's dead on with that. Bill, great call. Thank you. But, I mean, isn't that really where we've got to start, Tevi?
Yeah, I mean, let me talk about something Bill said, because he made a really good point. He was talking about EMTALA, which I'm not sure everybody knows the acronym. It's the Emergency Medical Treatment Act. It says that if you show up at an emergency room, you have to be treated. And former President Bush wasn't saying, hey, it's great that you can get treated in emergency rooms. What he's saying is that people aren't dying in America because if you show up in an emergency room, you will be treated. But he was not encouraging the use of emergency rooms. But EMTALA was kind of wrapped in compassion. Of course, we want to treat people. But it has led to the effects that Bill was talking about, that people are showing up at the emergency room saying the law says you have to treat me, and they're getting treated at this very expensive rate because they, I don't know what why, because they don't want to go to a community health center, because they don't want to go to their own doctor. I mean, a lot of people are just choosing to go to the emergency rooms because they know they can get taken care of there, and that is not the right way to go about it. And this plan that President Obama has, it's also wrapped in the notion of compassion, will also have seriously detrimental effects on the cost of our system.
Well, and I got to tell you, one, it's going to ratchet up the overall spending. There's no cost cuts in here. It's going to ratchet up the overall spending. And it is going to inflate private insurance costs, because those costs that they're not going to pay for but demand the service are going to get shifted over to the private sector. Our guest has been Tevi Troy, a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, and thank you very much for your insight on this issue. You're listening to the Scott Henin Show. Pat Finken sitting in for Scotty, and we'll be back with open phone lines next. And all of you on hold, sit tough. We'll be back and take your calls in just a couple of minutes.